I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Residents in New York's Rockaways area say they're seeing volunteers from the Occupy movement and veterans groups, but not the federal agency FEMA. New York Times columnist Jonah Serra was also surprised FEMA wasn't leading the relief effort when he visited last week. Yesterday, President Obama named the head of the Department of Housing and Urban Development, Sean Donovan, as new point man for federal recovery. But before Hurricane Sandy hit, Mayor Bloomberg said he didn't need FEMA's help. How do FEMA people feel about all of this? Mike Carl is with FEMA in the Rockaways. And Mike, what say you to people who say FEMA isn't doing enough?
I would say that FEMA is, by law, we come in and we work for the governor. We can only come in when the governor requests us to. And we were requested prior to the storm hitting New York City, and we had significant assets working with the state and working with the City Office of Emergency Management before the storm, and then continuing through the storm, and then for the period thereafter. And of course, after the storm hit, and we saw the nature and magnitude of the damage, we have, starting with the 30th of October through now, we are continuing to bring in more and more resources every day.
You've heard some of the criticism. We talked to somebody just this week who's in the Rockaways, who said that, you know, they didn't see FEMA at all. We talked to someone from the Occupy movement, which is now, you know, doing Occupy Sandy. They said they found an office for FEMA in the Far Rockaways that was directing people who needed medical care to their Occupy clinic run by volunteers 100 blocks away. Has FEMA got enough resources there?
Well, it's not necessarily FEMA resources. It's resources that are requested of FEMA by the state and by the city. We don't do anything unilaterally. We are here, again, at the request of the governor.
It sounds a little bit, it might sound to people who have, you know, had no shower, no food, no heat, it might sound a little like passing the buck. Is it FEMA's responsibility to tell the state, since you're the ones on the ground, to tell the state you're not asking enough of us?
And we do that when we see situations that we think a need is not met, that we cannot address unilaterally, that we bring it to the attention of the City Office of Emergency Management and to the state.
A lot of people have been critical of the evacuation. Donovan Richards is chief of staff for New York City Councilman James Sanders. He said the FEMA plan for evacuation was, you know, basically take the train, but the train goes over water in that area. And he thought that that was kind of flawed.
FEMA is not responsible for evacuation. Evacuation is the responsibility of local government. In this case here, the City of New York, through their Office of Emergency Management. I can tell you I got on the ground here the evening of the 30th and was working in City Emergency Operations Center. And it was 2 days later when we realized the extent of the damage. And so, you know, we need to put more resources down on the ground closer to where the action is. And I was asked to come down to the Rockaways, and we put similar people in all four boroughs.
We also spoke with Sophia Galisa. She's from Brooklyn, but she's a volunteer with Occupy Sandy. She's been in the Rockaways for 2 weeks. She said people are potentially going to die in their apartments. They don't have heat or power or medicine. Whose fault is that, do you think, Mike?
I won't address that. I can't address fault. I'm just sorry. It was a natural disaster, and you know, we are here to assist the state and local government. When I got down into the Rockaways Friday morning, November 2nd, I was a lone individual coming down here to start the process of setting up a major FEMA presence in the Rockaways. But the city had already, working with the state, had already decided to put a couple of disaster recovery centers here, which was fine. And as the day went on, it was very obvious that we needed additional ones. And it became my personal goal to get disaster recovery center in the Far Rockaway area and one in between Rockaway Park and Far Rockaway. We've had our community relations teams going around, passing out pamphlets, knocking on doors, providing the information. We have registration assistance teams out there trying to get people registered so they can get assistance. As far as the heat and hot water and so forth, we have provided generators to the public housing areas, those that could be powered up. We provided food. We provided water. We provided food and water to the National Guard, who opened up distribution centers throughout the Rockaways. And you know, we're doing the best we can, and every day we do a little bit more. But it takes time to mobilize the right assets and the right resources to provide maximum assistance to the disaster survivors.
Mike Carl of FEMA, working in the Rockaways, thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us.
You're welcome.
Okay, take a quick break. Have you seen the new film, Leakin'? What can leaders today learn from it? That's next, Here and Now.